this tour across the United Kingdom and beyond, of course. Tell me a little bit about it, James and Tony.
Well, we went, really, that was my first time in the UK. I'd never worked with British audiences before. So I was a little hesitant because I wasn't sure if they would get my sense of humor or my style of working, because they have a very specific style of working over there, and I was not used to that. So I just had to really bite the bullet and just do my thing. And it worked out very, very well, and I really enjoyed working with Tony. We complimented each other, and it got a little bit, you know, to get used to how the people over there receive messages and how they look at mediumship. But we had a wonderful eight-city tour, and I really was impressed with Tony, and I thought the United States should really see him and bring him over here. So that's why we're doing this tour now.
Hey, and how many cities are you going to be in, James?
We're only doing three. We're doing Phoenix, Los Angeles, and New York, because it's a bigger country.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more land to get through.
Absolutely. And Tony, tell me about the reception in the United Kingdom, and how do the Brits feel about this subject?
They love it, of course. I mean, we've had a huge history of spiritualism and mediumship. And because of that, the British audience are wonderful, but they also take it all very much in their stride. So if you stand up on the platform and you offer information, they effectively want blood from you. You know, sometimes you could bring through their mother called Hillary, and she's 47, and they look at you like, and what's the address? And so you kind of get used to, you know, people elsewhere around the world, that because they have such a great delight for the mediumship, and they'll accept it far more readily. I'm lucky enough to work in Europe quite a lot, and it's a very different reception there. But people are people all the world round, and people, no matter where they live or what language they speak, we all feel the same when mum passes or our sister goes to the spirit world, and we all want to know, are they alive? Do they still see me? Do they still love me? And, of course, that's the kind of work James and I do. We facilitate that for people and, of course, bring a lot of light into the world.
Do you see, James, that the spirit world, that things are changing? I mean, because of so much, I guess, flux that we're going through on this planet.
Sure.
Does that affect the spirit world at all?
Well, I think that we as human beings on this earth are going through an evolution. I think we're always evolving. I think we're evolving not only individually, but I think we're evolving as a human species. And I think time is not what we used to think it is. It's speeding up even more and more. And I think that the veil between the dimensions is much thinner. It's much closer. And that's really evident in the amount of television shows and movies and books about the paranormal and how accepting it is. Because 10 years ago, it was nothing like it is now. It's much more accepted now, much more mainstream, if you will. Every single person has had some kind of experience or another, and now they're not afraid to talk about it.
In the United Kingdom tour, did you come across, James, anything that you didn't expect with the audience?
Oh, very much so. I really didn't know what to expect, but, you know, the British, no offense, Tony, they're very stoic people. They're very stoic, and for me, I'm just, you know, a crazy nut, and I just like, you know, scream and yell and laugh, and I don't think they expect that, and I'd like to have fun. I like to have fun. I like to have joy, and because it is a beautiful, joyful event, and I think that I didn't expect them to be very somber, if you will, so that was a little different, but the mediumship that Tony has, I expected that, and then some. It was, he was incredible, so I thought that really the Americans should really, really see mediumship at its finest, and we did something over there, which we rarely get to do, mediums rarely will get to do, and that's link into one person and bring through a message from the same spirit to that one person, one at a time. We do that. So that was wonderful to do that.